Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to
the Wheel Suckers Podcast.
Hi, I'm your captain, Alex. I look after social media marketing and events at Look Mob No Hands Cycling Cafe Bar Workshop on 49 Old Street, London. And I'm joined by my stoker,
Jenny the Stoker. I'm the director of the London Bike Kitchen. We are a do-it-together bike workshop that teaches people how to fix their own bikes with their own hands through our drop-in sessions, our classes, and our Women of Gender Variant and Women of Color Nights. Happy New Year.
Happy 2020.
2020.
We were going to try and explain what the show is. It's a cycling show where we talk about cycling sometimes and we interview people.
But not like, you know, Lycra cycling. It's everything else.
Everything but
Lycra. That's the new name of the podcast.
Lycra band.
Anything but Lycra.
Yeah. To showcase the unheard voices of cycling, we interviewed our dads.
Very unheard.
We'll put a link below. We've done it before. We call it our podcast. So we'll start with your dad, Jenny, right?
Yeah, he's a man of few words. Okay, we're back here in 2019. Again, waiting at Hakata Ramen because they're so popular. And I'm with...
George.
Who is also known as...
Vyazdowski.
My dad. How's riding your bike been this year?
Kind of rough, but MS ride was really great.
That's the highlight of the year, the MS ride?
Yes.
That's riding in aid of multiple sclerosis?
Yes.
Yes? How did that go? Why was it good?
Oh, I managed to do quite well in spite of the rough terrain. And it was a good cause, yeah.
Was it harder this year?
It seems to get harder every year, yes.
Time to get an e-bike?
No. Quit.
You'll quit before you get an e-bike?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Something else happened this year. The low with bicycles?
Oh, yeah. Stolen.
What happened?
I was in the REI and the guy under surveillance in full view of cameras took my bike and police showed up, took report, and nothing happened.
Which bike was it?
My Cannondale.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But you got a new bike. You got two new bikes.
Yes. I'm hoping that's the last one.
Are you happy with them?
That's okay.
No.
Keep getting flats for some reason.
So that's why you're trying the solid tire?
Yes. Maybe do some good.
But you haven't got it on yet?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll check in next year. Any recommendations for our listeners?
Stick to what you know.
Can we play a game called 20 questions? Well,
fine.
This or that. It's called this or that.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Beer or protein shake?
Sometimes some of each, yes.
But not mixed together?
No.
Tour de France or cycle touring?
Cycle touring.
Rim brake or disc brake?
I still like room brakes.
Yeah. Helmet or casket?
Helmet.
Sunglasses or hat?
Sunglasses.
Mountains or ocean?
Once in a while, kind of mix it up. Yeah.
Yeah, both again?
But ocean, yeah, it's flatter.
Cake or croissant?
Croissant.
Bananas or gels?
Banana.
Drops or tops? You know, like drop bars. Do you write in the drops or tops?
Oh, yeah, drop bars. Drops.
Drops. Lycra or wool?
Lycra.
Climb or descent?
Flat.
Hours or miles?
Miles.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Okay, we'll stop there. Thanks, Dad.
Happy New Year.
I don't know what we say after. Rad.
Nice.
I enjoyed that.
Radical. How was your holiday, Alex?
Great. I didn't cycle.
Nice. Gotta take a break.
I drank a lot. It was about it.
So I'm going to play my dad now. And he prepared a little story about Electric Dave.
Ooh.
Please enjoy.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to our 2020 podcast, a podcast with my dad.
They're the best sort.
Can you tell me what you were up to in 2019?
2019, in terms of cycling?
Yes.
Well, in 2019, I upped my weekly cycling a bit so that I was cycling at least 4 times a week and at least 10 miles a day and sometimes 20 miles a day and then longer rides at the weekend. So Audax is at the weekend with friends. And commuting, well, hybrid commuting is what I do. I drive 15 miles and then I cycle, say, 7 or 10 miles, depending on the route, each way. And that way I can do 15 to 20 miles a day cycling and I avoid all the traffic jams, all the queues, all the stress. So it's a perfect way to get to work.
Fantastic. How long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing that for 5 years and I work at a university and they have just increased the daily parking charge to £4.20.
£4.20 a day?
£4.20 a day. Ooh. And I've never paid the parking charge. Ooh. Thanks to cycling.
Good. Bad cars. And I believe you've been having some adventures on or with electric bikes.
Electric bikes are playing a much bigger part in my life these days, and they come in a number of forms. First of all, my wife Jane has two. One she keeps here, one we keep in France, so we ride together. And indeed, in the summer, we rode in the Auvergne in France, which is the volcano region, and Jane was pacing me up the hills on her electric bike.
And
on a couple of occasions, waiting for me at the top with a big grin.
Amazing.
So modern electric bikes, and a good example, and other brands are available, is the Bosch hub-powered e-bikes, where the motor sits between the pedals and there's a Bosch control unit. Those bikes really move, and they're reasonably light, considering. So that's my e-bike of choice. And I have two other people who touch my life with electric bikes.
Electric bikes.
Yeah. Do you like that phrase?
Yeah.
First is my neighbour, Alex, and he is 81 years old and only bought an electric bike last year. And we ride every week at least 15 miles on a Friday. And his aim in life is to beat me up every hill. And he can't quite make it every day. So he slams it into turbo, charges away, and there's me struggling to keep up with him. Ooh. So he's somebody, he rides an electric bike for exercise, which is perfect, and it provides a perfect pace. So that's one example. He lives over the road. But the other example is a guy who's just started working with us, and I was riding to work a few days ago, and I spotted him at the traffic lights on an e-bike. And I thought, I wonder if I can keep up with him, because I'd heard he was fast. So off we go. He didn't know I was there. 16 and a half miles an hour. I found out later that his bike was limited. It had a speed limiter, but 16 and a half is quite fast for an electric bike. So off we go with me panting and gasping like the 60 plus wannabe club cyclist that I am. And I kept up with him. I kept up with him through roundabouts, traffic lights, corners, all at 16 and a half miles an hour. And then we got to the big, big hill to the university. And I thought, there's no way he's beating me up this. So when he wasn't looking, he stopped at a roundabout, and I shot past him. So I got a good head start on him, and then up the hill I went. And when I got to the top, I looked over, and there he was on my shoulder. So I call him Electric Dave, because he just loves his electric bike and talks about it all the time.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So that's my rather condensed story of electric bikes in my life, both last year and this year. Yeah.
Amazing.
So I haven't got one yet that I ride, but it's there in the future. And when the time comes, I will embrace it.
Embrace electricity. It's here to help
you
us.
You bet. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah.
And what are your plans for this year, cycling-wise?
Well, I want to get back to doing longer rides. I've had a bit of a gap. And I also want to do some cycling in France. We've got a small place out in France, and I've left a bike there, a rather nice carbon fiber Japanese road bike. So I'm going to ride that when we're out there. And I'm going to try and do more 100 kilometer rides in the UK. They're called Audax. They're run by Audax, Audax UK. Fantastic organization. Very low price, really friendly. And they do rides of 100K, 200K, 300K. And they help prepare people for Paris-Roubaix, which doubt I'll ever be able to do, although I would like to.
Yeah.
So more Audaxes this year, 2020, and just more commuting. Yeah. And maybe I'll fish out my recumbent and try that, because in October I met two guys in France, British expats. One of them had got 57 bicycles, and the other one had got 5 tandems and 6 recumbents.
5?
6
recumbents.
5 tandems, 6 recumbents, and a fantastic 1890 something or other penny farthing.
Wow.
In his lounge.
Oh, brilliant. On the wall or just?
No, stood in the corner. It was a bit in the way, I have to say.
I bet. They're massive.
And, you know, we went in the room and I just couldn't stop touching it. The wheel, the big wheel at the front, is, I think it's 5 foot tall, I think, mm-hmm. or 6 foot tall. Mm. They're absolutely huge. And I'd never seen one close up before.
Mm. Was it fixed or was it not?
Well, I said to him, oh, it's fixed, isn't it? And he said, oh, no, it's got 2 gears. I said, oh, really? I said, how do you change gear? It is fixed, by the way. It is fixed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I said, it's fixed single speed. And he said, oh, no, it's two gears. I said, how do you change gear then? He said, oh, you just stop, take the wheel off, turn it round and put it back in again.
That's not really 2 gears, that's a flip-flop.
And then he said, and if you want an even bigger gear, you take off the pedal arms and you put shorter ones on.
Wow. That's
I know.
That's amazing.
Lovely guy. Alistair, his name is. Alistair with the tandems and the recumbents, yeah. Yep, so lots of cycling in the UK and in France. Keep on cycling is what I say.
Jenny played this with her dad. So we're going to play this or that. I'm going to say 2 things and then you have to tell me straight off the bat what your pick is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Beer or protein shake?
Beer.
Tour de France or cycle touring?
Tour de France.
Rim or disc?
Disc.
Disc. Helmet or casquette?
Oh, casquette, I like it, yes.
Yeah. Okay, mountains or ocean?
Mountains.
Cake or croissant?
Cake.
Banana or gel?
Oh, banana every time.
Drops or tops?
Good question. Tops.
Lycra or wool?
Oh, lycra. Absolutely lycra every day. I wear lycra twice a day.
Yeah, we're allergic to wool, so we can't wear wool.
Yeah, that's true. We are. We are very allergic.
Yeah, yep. Climb or descent?
Oh, no, climb. I love climbing.
I know. I hate climbing. I don't know how you like it. Hours or miles?
Miles.
Yeah.
Or kilometres.
I don't like kilometres.
Kilometres.
In the UK, it's miles. Kilometres is just if you want to make it sound like you went further. Last two, camping or hotel?
Hotel.
Oh, because I was thinking camping in a camper van.
But we stayed in a hotel last month and I loved it.
Okay, and sunrise or sunset?
Oh, that's a good one. Sunrise. Yeah, definitely. I like those questions.
They're good. And are there any cycling events you're looking forward to this year?
Tour de France will be good because it comes within 10 miles of this house we just bought out there.
That'll be amazing.
And it goes to Lyon, where, as you know, my sister lives.
Yep.
So there might be two or even three chances to see the tour. We saw the tour 2 years ago in Bourg d'Oisel, and that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So Tour de France, definitely looking forward to that. And maybe 100 mile, one or more 100 milers in the UK. I have to prepare for that. I have to train for 100 miles.
And then maybe London Bike Show again together in March.
You bet, definitely. Yeah, they keep emailing me with special price offers, but I'm going to wait and see if you can do me a deal.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. And maybe bespoke just May, last weekend of May.
Oh, end of May. Oh, I'll get back to you on that.
Great. All right. Thanks so much, Dad.
Bye, Alex.
Got any exciting things coming up?
We are hosting Cycle Speed Dating on the 11th of February. Which so many people talk to me about. It's just a great way to meet people that have a similar common interest, like-minded. And this one coming up, we're going to do hetero and queer women.
Nice.
What have you got coming up, Jenny?
Well, the good news is London Bike Kitchen is not being evicted this month.
Yay!
The deadline got pushed back to August 2021.
Great.
So we kicked the can down the road. In the meantime, we're still looking for a new space. The council are, they're listening to us, and we put an application for a space, but we still haven't heard yet, and it's been like 6 months, and so we're still, you know, if you've got a big, nice, warehousey, empty space in Northeast London and would like a bike workshop that teaches people empowering things to move in, get in touch. And also upcoming for us, the Wheel Suckers podcast, come see us live at the London Bike Show this year.
Again. Come and see us again.
We don't have a date and time confirmed yet, but watch this space. We'll probably do some goofy game show. Yeah?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to get my air horn out again. Upset a lot of people.
Can we get two this year?
Two air horns. Yes.
Brr, brr.
Just two slightly different sounds.
Yeah.
And we're going to, can we say that we're going to be at Herne Hill as well in June? Are
That's
we allowed to
June.
Say that? Is that
know.
Confirmed? We're going to just do it anyway, even if we're confirmed or not. We'll just do
just
it.
Just putting that out there.
We'll be at Herne
watch
Hill.
Watch out for us.
Listen out and watch out.
The VeloFit. At Herne Hill Velodrome, the fundraiser they throw. So we're probably going to be there as well.
Come see us.
Hell yeah.
We'll give you autographs or something.
Can we do the show while cycling around Herne Hill? That would be really crazy.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It'd just be like breathing and crying. If you would like us to come and speak at your house, work, just get in touch.
Shout out to Ev Sikitas, who did a little redesign of our name brand. Let us know what you think. Yeah.
Or don't. Or only don't. Let us know if it's you fine. Like it.
Yeah. Because we like it.
If you like what we do, rate us on iTunes, smash that like button, and subscribe. If you can't give us your money, give us your stars. And don't forget to share us with your friends.
Please. Oh, my nose is like running. Okay, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.